because I did something which my organism cannot tolerate. And that's what Rabbeinu says. Yes, kol atiyah v'yisrael le'os anshei oretz asher lefnecha. Why did they lose Eretz Yisrael? Why did they lose Eretz Yisrael? I mean, why did they lose? It's not because I had to give the land to you, that's why I took the land away from them. This is not the answer. Because they couldn't simply exist in that land. But the land is something that has, is very aristocratic in certain manners. Very choosy. And if the people are not the best and the finest, it's Matthias, Dr. Asher Meissel ben Melech. The Melech was very there. He was accustomed to good food, to chosen, to good diet, a special diet. If you give him food which is not used to, you'll have trouble. You'll suffer. So he gives back the food. This is Enesh and Goles in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Goles, not Enesh because of Gavir. It's Enesh because simply Eretz Yisrael and people who commit murder or are immoral in other matters, do not tolerate each other. And this is why the Lisoki orates him, Betamachem Isok Ashokor, Efagoy Ashokor. First time we speak about Goles. Goles not as Enesh, but Goles simply as a natural matter, as an experience which actually is due to the specific character of Eretz Yisrael. But so there's certain specific traits. And one of those specific unique traits is the fact that she is intolerant of het, particularly Ritzich and Arad. What are they saying, Grisha? Where is it? How is it? Just a moment. Where? The Sophie asked him, where it? Ashani maybe asked him, Shoma. Where Shabbat was? The same. The first time. When they come across God, then you have in the text, you have already got it, in all its awesomeness. Goles already, we have Goles in the text of Heraptoch HaKeisar. We have the threat of Goles, we are confronted by the passage, by God, by the threat of Goles in Tisoveh. And the matter of fact, in Goles, and in our history, what was the main, the disaster of whom consisted not so much in the fact of physical whom of the land, as in the fact of the deportation or exile of Goles. If the land, if it was a question of destruction, and had the land remained in its territory, I mean, the people remain on the land. So if someone says, well, so Ezra, Sefer, Nehemiah would have come, and instead of building Jerusalem, a small city, they would have rebuilt the whole country if they had the people. And there was a chance there. There was a chance. Is the chance where the Jews had an excellent chance to remain on the land and just all the effort to forego was the political independence, to give out the political independence. So right during Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, So for some years, so they would have not been a political independent state. But a little later, when Babylonian Empire collapsed, the way in Barishenia, I mean the Roman Empire collapsed, so the Jews would have regained the land, and they could have established their own Meluche, their own kingdom. And this was originally the idea, as a matter of fact, of the Gedaliah ben Achikom. But who was Gedaliah ben Achikom?
The governor.
The governor which was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar. He was the governor, and he said, the Pasuk says, and Nebuchadnezzar deported only the, so to say, the intelligentsia of Eretz Yehuda, the rich people, the aristocrats, the people of the God, the people, the official dom, and the chachomim, and the wise men. But he left the crowd, he left the peasants, he left on the land. And he appointed as the governor, as general of Eretz Yisrael, Gedaliah ben Achikom. And this was with the Heskem, apparently, of Yidyom Yohanovi in Bor Ben Rio. But as it happens everywhere, there are chauvinists. So they began to say, Agdale ben Achikom is a traitor, because they accepted the office from the conqueror, Nebuchadnezzar. But they killed him, Shmuel ben Nesani killed him. And this is a tonnet. Chazal has raised the disaster. The disaster and the catastrophe and the negative results of this murder to whom Beis Hamikdash, the Lamech Kosher to Rosh Hashanah Tzaddikim, to whom Beis Hamikdash, and they have established a special Tomis that came.
Tetzei
Mashmi. The very moment Gedaliah ben Achikom was killed, so Nebuchadnezzar gave an order to deport it, to make the Jews move from Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal say that 52 years following the Churban Bayis Rishon, not even a bear that tried to penetrate to penetrate into Eretz Yisrael, flew through Eretz Yisrael. It was completely shmoma, complete devastation. L'afileif HaShemayim was 52 years. It was complete dead, no living, not only people. No one did. And that's why the Tonis in Gedaliah, I mean, as the Rambam says, Shekobo Gachlosom Shalisaino Acha, the last sparks of this little fire was extinguished. Because then there was a question, when Ezra Sefer came, what was his problem? He had the support of Keresh. What was his problem? People didn't want to go. Not even the Levim one. This is the Torah of Goletz. And this is the first time when it's mentioned in the Torah. If such an idea of Goletz is mentioned for the first time in the Torah, so the Astera has got to react. It's a new kind of a clover. What is the task of the Astera? Task of the Astera is, even though you deserve an Enesh, you deserve punishment, to be punished, in times of Aschet, that's what the Astera tells us. Brothers of Kolos. So the Astera comes and says, but don't despair. The Klole will turn into Broche, and all the promises HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to you will be fulfilled. Every little thing will be implemented. So you have to read immediately. And after which should say, even though there is Golus, there will be Golus, but it will come back. No, then again.
The
Shafti where is it? Bacherev Yemusi Kol Chatoi Ami. True, the Chatoi Ami will be punished. Ve'imem Nisagish V'sagdim Badein Oro. But however, Ba'yim Ahu Oki Mesukas David HaNefolet, Ve'gadat Yisperceyem, Ve'remesiv Oki, Ve'remesiv, Ve'reseisav Oki, ובנשיאו כימי זילון ונגיום עם בואים ושבתי ישבוס עמי בני ישראל ובואו אורים נשמיס וישובו ונוטו חומי משוס וחינם ועושה גם את רוח וספירו ונטטום על אדמת he says, the novice says here before the people who were in Eretz Yisrael but they were not rooted in Eretz Yisrael they were not rooted You can develop a plant in a hot house, I mean, and the plant, I mean, may develop nicely. But still, any wind, any breeze, will just carry the plant away. But this time, there's a vaveseisam, v'shaftesh v'sami Yisrael, uvonu oim, Untatim alat Muslim, they'll be deep-rooted. Deep-rooted. They are not sure aid alat Muslim. They will not be, severed. Alat Muslim, from their land. It's their land. Hashem Yisati Lehem, Omar Ad Hashem Lechem. Since the Goles is mentioned in two places, in two parts, this is the goal. In Achemes and in the Judaism, elevation. So you read the same after. It's too important a matter not to read in the Divrei HaNovi, the words of the Novi concerning it. So we forgot section after. There is very little in common with Achimais. Achimais, it's only the Arayas at the end, and the Aftir is mentioned something about. Because the Aftir had a different task, namely to address them, to address itself to the people, that even they'll be already deported from Eretz Yisrael. Will be exiled and removed from Eretz Yisrael. They'll come back, and then they'll arrive. And that time, the second time they'll come, or the third time they'll come back, it will be forever, because they'll remain rooted in the land. And the goddess will not repeat itself a third time. This is the answer to the Sokiorites. Interesting here is the Malvin. The Malvin is capacity to ask there, wonderful. In order that this Aftoche, please, in order that this particular promise should be fulfilled, in order that this particular promise should be fulfilled, it is a promise from Shiva's Goliath. After being away for long, long thousands of years, 1900 years from Eretz Yisrael, that the Jew will go back to Eretz Yisrael and he'll be implanted in Eretz Yisrael in a permanent manner, not just temporarily, the way he was during the first two during the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. There are two assurances necessary. What two guarantees necessary that this will happen? Namely, what guarantees? The Kibbutz Goliath will happen. We all believe it will happen. The way the Novi described it here, in Echoshim, the Novi in Echoshim, in Nomos, is that two requirements have got to be met. Actually, it is more, it is what requirements you got to know. What? It's very simple. First of all, that the Jews should remain devoted and dedicated to the land. Or not only to the land, the Jews should retain his identity. First of all, his identity as a Jew. Can the Jew retain in Goles its identity or it cannot? His identity or it cannot retain. In Goles has got to get assimilated. This is number one. Number two, what's number two? The second question is similar to the first question. Will the Oretz remain faithful to you? Will the land remain faithful to you? Two questions about faith, about faithfulness. Will the Jew remain faithful to the land? Or will the land remain faithful to the Jew? It says right away at the beginning, Alek Kivnei Hashuyim Atem. What is Kivnei Hashuyim? Like Negroes, shouldn't say this now. Black people, colored people. What does it stand for? So you have another Ayomer Ayapir Kushi Ore. It's simply as a metaphor to say that something is unchangeable, it will never change. We used to say Ayapir Kushi Ore. When the Kushi changes color. Yeah, it changes. 500 Congress, the personal bill, will not become white. You will not get white. It's impossible. This is the foolishness. Ayapir Kushe, Nomer, Chabur Eisov, the same as the tiger cannot change its spots, and as long as they have its spots, he will be a tiger. The same is it's impossible that the color should change into white person. And the upper, the reverse is impossible. Yes. But you remain as far. And we need to show you nothing. It means the black man must retain his identity because he cannot change it. The black man will express the strongest desire. His skin, his complexion be changed. No one can help it. So very far the way this to achieve science will have to work hard. We'll work very hard in order to achieve such a dream. And Yafis Kushi, but there are signs. And the Jews are pushing with regard to the nation. You don't want to change it. And Yafis Kushi, can the Kushi change his color? Apparently, you remain faithful to this. That's what it says. Alek Yechivnei Chushuyim Atem Yivnei Yisrael. You have so much faith in me that you are exactly like the Kushi, who cannot get rid of you, of his uniqueness, or of the power of his faith. Alek Yisrael Eleisim Eretz Mitzrayim. And I brought Israel out from Eretz Mitzrayim. How long did he stay there in Eretz Mitzrayim? How long? How many shanam? They came out as if they entered the slime yesterday. The Chazal say, Beruven Nachse, Beruven Alem. Their names was Reuven before they entered to unity in Mitzrayim. And when they came out, they had Reuvens and Shimons and Levis. It means that they didn't change the language, they didn't change their... The clothes and so forth. It means identity. The Medrash actually, Gemara, as the four things means complete identity. When you assimilate, you change your dress, you change your language, you change your names, and this is exactly what the Jews in Mitzrayim, with certain exceptions, of course, there's some exceptions actually. That assimilated, but the Knesset Yisrael and Mitzrayim, no matter. Of statistics, that when Moshe came and said, "Lechu v'leicho," so the answer was yes. We are right. Alles Israel ist in Eretz Mitzrayim. Und Flishti, Mekafter, Ve'aro, Mekir. He says, as a matter of fact, I made many people change their places of their land. I made many people move from their land. But outside of their land, of their native land, they couldn't exist too long. Uflishtim, for instance, I moved the Uflishtim from Mekafter and Aron Mekir. Does any Uflishtim know that he was once upon a time? He lived somewhere else? No one knows. So they're not interested anymore. Who wants to come into a new land? It's a new chapter of history. But the name Israel, the mention, the name, the event of the Mitzrayim, even now, Ashatis Yisrael Melot Mitzrayim, there is faithfulness on the part of the Jews. As a matter of fact, there is faithfulness on the part of the Jews. I see it now among the American Jews. A tremendous wave of faith which inundated the American Jewish community. It wasn't so at the time of the Holocaust. I'm sorry to say it wasn't so. The American community did not respond strongly and vigorously and heroically to the Holocaust the way it responds now to the problem of Eretz Yisrael. Because during the Holocaust, the American Jewish community was completely paralyzed as to will, as to logic, as to courage. They acted like cowards. And perhaps if we had been more courageous and more heroic, perhaps the Holocaust would have been not as horrible as it was. I don't know that. A plain Jew told me, if I had any influence as far as the Nusach HaTfilah is concerned, I would introduce just one emendation in the Nusach HaTfilah. In Kippur, among the Al-Khed, I would introduce the Torah Yisrael, I should say, Al-Khed Shechatanu, Bertzicha Sacheinu Bnei Yisrael, Bishavu Meleinu Velei Shemanu, Al-Kimbo Aleinu Kol HaTzor Hazeh. The Prosper Yidus Meleinu. And this is the most shattering word which I heard. Shattering, this is an indictment on me, of the Jewish community. Of course, there are many, many reasons why it is. This is real. But now, I mean, the mistake, the attitude now is a different one. And the part of the American Jews is a different attitude. Much better one, there's no doubt about it. There's courage in there. And there's arrogance on the part of some people. I want to say, it doesn't mean that I agree with all policies. The message with the President's conference on the side from time to time. But the reaction is a good one now. This is our faithfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which also is our faithfulness to Eretz Yisrael. Without our faith being faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this couldn't happen. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleis Yisroel, Aleis Yimeret Mitzrayim. And this event they remember, so they are faithful to the land as well. On the other hand, there is faithfulness on the part of the land to Yisroel. To Yisroel. Untatim al admosam. In Yomim Boim Numad Hashem, V'nigash Cheresh Bateter, V'derech Hanovim B'meshach HaZora, V'yitifu Ehorim Osi, V'chol Agvoyes Tisri Gagno, What does Ganavi want to say here? The land responds quickly and generously to the attempt on the part of Israel to colonize the land. As a matter of fact, it's very strange. I mean, I don't know whether people actually investigate this matter. But a very strange phenomenon. Take for instance, take the 17th and the 18th and 19th century. Those centuries. The European, mostly English, the European, even Germans and so forth, became colonizers of other continents. They colonized continents. Australia by England. I mean, America by England at the very beginning. Alright, this is okay with me. Imperialism is not such a terrible word, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. Because I know that communism is worse. It was the age of colonization. South Africa, then entire Africa, the black Africa, I mean, as far as also colonization. South Africa, all Africa, and you take the United States. I mean, in the beginning of the 17th century, the United States was just a wilderness. But within the 17th, 18th, 19th, the United States became an empire, the greatest empire perhaps in history. Yes. So people were in a mood of conquering land and of colonizing land. There was one smaller Eretz Yisrael, and people wanted to colonize Eretz Yisrael. This was the idea of the Crusaders, basically. The Crusaders said that Eretz Yisrael has got to be colonized by Christians, and Eretz Yisrael is the place where Christianity has got to announce to the world, I mean, its eternal truth. It's very strange. In the 19th century, when Germany was very strong after the war with France, after the Franco-German war, in the 19th century, in the 19th century, of course, 1867, yes. So the Germans were very capable for that. So Germany, the Kaiser, Wilhelm II, suddenly decided he's got to colonize Eretz Yisrael. Why should he go on to Africa? If he'll control Eretz Yisrael with the shrine, Christian shrines, Germany's respect will be enhanced by doing that. Yes, sir. And he founded a colony in Eretz Yisrael. What was the name of the colony? Oh, no one knows it. Sharona. Now it became a name, a girl's name, Sharona. But this was the name of the German colony. Near Pesach Tikva. It was the finest and the best colony. The finest and the best. Because the Germans are very capable, you know that? No doubt about it. Finest colony. And very strange, they have colonized the whole world, but not Eretz Yisrael. It was failure after failure. It was too many rocks and too many sands and too hot and too small. And it's not a word. Once upon a time I read the reports which the German colonists used to send to Berlin to explain why they don't progress. Everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. Is it the Eretz Yisrael was faithful to the Am Yisrael? If she had been an unfaithful wife, so the Germans would have ruled Eretz Yisrael. strong German colony in the 19th century. Even England had no interest. After England had the Versailles Conference and received the mandate of Eretz Israel, but had no interest. Less interest in Eretz Israel than England had in some colony, black colony in Africa, in Central Africa. And despite England's love for the Tanakh and the Amma Tanakh and the Tikva Tanakh in Eretz Israel, despite everything else, despite Al Byron and all of that, England had no interest. They simply said they are not interested. Why? No one knows. This is the way, the Torah said in Behar. The Torah said, what is this, the Lashon Behar? Vishamu aleo eiveo. And the enemies who will conquer at this time, the enemies will be bored. Since no one wants to be bored, people are afraid of boredom, so they didn't start to explore it. And so, it is a combination of the strangest coincidence, a community incident, and sometimes bordering on the ridiculous, that actually made it possible for Jews, poor Jews who used to travel. They used to collect money for an Arab innkeeper in the shul after Mincha and Purim. I remember, I used to collect money for those people who wanted to establish themselves or to move to Eretz Israel in order to be buried there. And those poor Jews used to give a nickel or a dime at the most. They had no money. Those Jews succeeded in a place where the British Empire and the French and Napoleon's policy, also the policy of colonialism, Napoleon's policy and the German policy, American policy. American is a little too recent. America was not interested in a colony.
It wasn't an American colony.
Anyway, so many attempts, and attempts not by Batlonim, from the Asura Batlonim from Golden Square, attempts by the strongest and cleverest and most clever colonizers of the continents have failed. And somehow the Jew is still an officer. What he's doing there, I don't know. And the novices. The man Yeshu Bayimahu, the novices. Bayimahu. Okim is Sukas Dovid and Ephalas. Bigodapis Pirtein. Varisays of Okim Uvnisi Okimeiron, forever already. No goddess anymore. The Mayushu Esheri Sedein, in order they should inherit whatever remained of the attempts of colonization on the part of Sedein, the Chola Geim Ashoniko Shmi Aleim, Numad Hashem. In the Yomim Uboim, Numad Hashem, and the response of the land will be one of joy. One of enthusiasm. The land will respond quickly. It means the land will give food, in an unlimited manner. In one word, what does the Navi say? The soil will be enthusiastic, joyful, happy to receive you, because she has waited for you for a long, long time. Veshafti Eshus Ami Yisrael Uvonu Horim Neshames, which no one else could have bil vi Joshua vi noto kromi vi shoser es jenom vos organis vochles priem. It means no one else could do it. This would be a performance on your part, very distinct performance. Und tati mal admosom vi noti eid mal admosom omar ad Hashem alekach. And by the way, now let me just ask one question. Who is the one who utilized this idea? From Eretz Yisrael remaining faithful to the people, the land, a land which remains faithful to our people, and on the other hand, the people who remains faithful to the land. Yeah, I'm asking who is
you?
Exactly. Siyein Eretz Yisrael Rishleim Asurei. There it is in his first sentence. Siyein Eretz Yisrael Rishleim Asurei. You certainly won't regard from the Asirim, from the Asirim, from the captive. You want to hear about what happened to them. Seeing as Shali Lishkeme, those who keep on inquiring about you, who keep on sending you greetings, Vim Yeser Adoroyer. And then he says, it means we are committed and faithful to thee. And he says, and then, I mean, I don't remember the text now, but he says, you are certainly committed to us, and that's why the Gula will be materialized, will be fulfilled. Because the faith, the faithfulness on the part of the people, and the part of the land, will be implemented. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill his promise. All right.